what, we come to church to give glory to God and to lift him higher, and something about it, he kind of lifts us up while we're at it. Don't be distracted while half the church leaves. It's okay. Now, I kind of felt like I needed a lift today, but I just entered into praising God, and then he lifts me. It's just something about it. It's good stuff. All right. We'll give a moment for the commotion to settle down. We've been talking about the church and being the church, and I wanted to switch it up today and talk about the name of Jesus. That be all right with you? Okay? Now, this is a subject that in the church is a pretty safe subject. You can talk about Jesus, and you're on good ground. But anywhere else, it's not such a safe subject. That's the world we live in today. But I want to talk about Jesus, and particularly his name. And, you know, names can say something about a person. You ever notice that? That sometimes people's personalities go along with their name, that sort of thing. You know, I heard of a preacher from Indiana that had the name Harry Pitts. Yeah. Another pastor's last name was spelled O-D-O-R. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but it looks like odor. And it would have been bad enough if his name was John, Bill, or George, but his first name was I-V-A-N, Ivan. So it's Ivan Oder. And even if you added brother before it, and it would be Brother Ivan Oder. And someone might answer, you sure do. We don't want to be known by our odor, do we? Well, the name of Jesus is found 1,273 times in the Bible. And it's a name that has its roots in the Old Testament. In fact, Jesus is actually the Greek form of the Old Testament Jewish name, Joshua. And in its older Hebrew form, Joshua, the name literally meant Yahweh is salvation, or Yahweh saves. It's the oldest name that we know of that contains the divine name of God, Yahweh, within it, Jesus. Now, when we Westerners think of a name, it simply is a designation by which we distinguish one person from another. But in Judaism, in the Hebrew culture, it's a lot more than that. In fact, in Hebrew thought, a name tells the story of a person's nature or their character or their deeds. And you find that throughout the scripture. For instance, Moses, his name means to draw out. And he actually led the children of Israel out of Egypt. So his name was fitting and appropriate. Now, somebody did some studies on this, and his name was Ray Stedman. He went through the names of people listed in Genesis chapter 5 and looked up what they meant. It's pretty interesting. The list begins with Seth, which means appointed. Enosh was his son, and his name means mortal. And his son Kenan means sorrow. And then Mahalalel means blessed God. And his son Jared means came down. And then Enoch means teaching. And then Methuselah means his death shall bring. And then Lamech means strength. And Noah means comfort. Now, I don't know if you caught all that, but let me put it all together. Those names say this. God has appointed that mortal man shall sorrow, but the blessed God came down, teaching that his death shall bring strength and comfort. It's all in the names of those people listed in Genesis chapter 5. Names mean something in the scripture. And there were three ways people got their names. It's really kind of still the same today. There's birth, there's inheritance, and there's achievement. And yeah, I could say the same thing for myself. By birth, my given name is Philip. I know I go by Phil, but Philip is actually my birth name. By inheritance, there's actually a lineage of middle and last names that is Owen Waldo. Okay? And then by achievement, you could say, I'm a pastor. So So it's Pastor Philip Owen Waldo, and it's by birth, by inheritance, and by achievement. And Jesus has the same history about his name. He was named at birth in Matthew 1:21. It was actually prophesied, and Mary was instructed to make sure his name was Jesus. Give him the name Jesus at his birth. And then by inheritance, in Hebrews 1:4, it tells us that he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. So he has a birth name, he has an inherited name, but then he has also a name by achievement. In Philippians 2:5-9, you're probably familiar with it. It talks about Jesus, who even though he was God, he became a man, became like one of us, and he even died on the cross, but then God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. And so Jesus had a birth name, he had an inheritance name, and he has a name by achievement, just like we all do. There's something about the name of Jesus. And it's amazing how the world tries to stifle the mention of the name of Jesus. You know, I started this off by saying this is kind of a safe subject in the church, but anywhere else, talking about Jesus can get you into trouble. It's the way the world is. In fact, it's really not a new phenomenon. In Acts 4:18, some leaders called the disciples in and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. And then in Acts 5, they called the disciples in and they actually had them flogged and ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus. So this has been going on for centuries. A little more recently, Tim Allen, in his show Home Improvement, he was told that he could not use the name of Jesus in a Christmas episode, because that was taboo. You can't do that. Chuck Colson discovered that ABC officials chose to bleep out the word Jesus on the talk show The View. A guest who had a very successful weight loss program exclaimed, "Thank you, Jesus is all I have to say," and they bleeped out Jesus. Franklin Graham has gotten into trouble from time to time for his use of the name Jesus in his public prayers. You know, you can talk to a generic God or Buddha or Muhammad or even Gaia, no problem. But you bring out the name of Jesus, and the PC police are going to get on your case. There's something about the name of Jesus. And his name is unlike any other name. Let's talk about the name of Jesus. His name proclaims his presence. In Matthew 1:23, says the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. That's what his name means, God with us. And then in Matthew 18:20, it said, where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. When we gather together in the name of Jesus, he is with us. He is here. His name proclaims his presence. And you know, the Lord actually has a lot of names and titles and descriptions, and some of those actually talk about his presence with us. Let me just give you a list. He is our advocate. That means he's right there with us, speaking on our behalf. He's the bridegroom, the counselor. He is Emmanuel, which I just mentioned. He's faithful and true. He's the good shepherd. He's the life. He's living bread and living water. He's our mediator. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the rock, and he's the Son of Man. And all of those have an element of indicating his presence with us. His name proclaims his presence. Jesus is with us at all times, and I want you to know that he is with you. I know from time to time we all go through situations and we kind of wonder, where is God? Where is Jesus? I want you to know, he is present. He is with you. That's who Jesus is. And then his name proclaims his preeminence. In Philippians 2, I've already read a little bit of that, but I want to emphasize verses 9-11. It says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. His name is above all other names. It's preeminent. In Luke chapter 4, verse 33, there it tells about in the synagogue there was a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit, and he cried out at the top of his voice, "Ha! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." The demons recognized who he was. He has the name above all other names. And then there's another story in Acts chapter 19 that's it's borderline funny, but it's also a little spooky all at the same time. Okay? Some Jews were going around driving out spirits, and they tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. And they would say, "In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out." Okay? But one day, the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, and I've heard of Paul, but who are you?" The name of Jesus has power. He's preeminent. It's the name that even the demons recognize. He has preeminence. And even the misuse of his name says something about its importance. You never hear anybody saying, "What in all his name is going on?" Right? And you don't text OMB. Oh, my Buddha. That just doesn't happen. Okay? But we misuse Jesus' name frequently. Our society does it. Because there's power and punch behind his name. It means something. And for 2,000 years, the name of Jesus has not just rescued alcoholics, but transformed them. It has purified prostitutes. It's made liars into lovers of the truth. It's cleaned up cursing mouths. And it has saved souls from hell. That's the name of Jesus. The preeminent name that is above all other names. And there are some in this room that can identify with some of those things I talked about. Reformed alcoholics, purified prostitutes, liars now speaking the truth, cleaned up mouths that used to curse, and souls saved from hell. Can I get a witness? The name of Jesus is preeminent. And some of his titles and descriptions, again, they speak to us of these things. And let me just give you another list of some of his descriptions of Jesus that indicate his preeminence. He is the Alpha and Omega. That means he's the beginning and the end. He's the Ancient of Days. He's the Anointed One. He's the chief cornerstone. He's the creator of all things. He's the firstborn. He is God's anointed. He is the great I am. He's the head of the church. He's the King of Kings, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the Lord of all, the Lord of lords, and he's the Son of God. Jesus is preeminent. He is above all others, and nothing and no one compares to him. Talking about Jesus, the name of Jesus. That brings me to my third thought. His name proclaims his power. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. In John 1, verse 12, it says, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, it says, he gave the right to become children of God." Those who believe in his name. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." It's the name of Jesus. And there's salvation in the name of Jesus. Even Acts chapter 10, verse 43 says, "All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." Are you getting the picture of the power of the name of Jesus? There's power in his name to save people. And there's no other name that can do that. You can't get saved by the name of Phil. You get saved by the name of Jesus. And forgiveness comes in the name of Jesus. How many in the room here need some forgiveness? At least once in a while, right? We all need that, and it comes through the name of Jesus. There's power in his name. There's also authority in his name. In Luke chapter 10, verse 17, Jesus had sent out a bunch of his followers, not just the 12, but actually 72, and they came back, and they were filled with joy, and they said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." They had authority because of the name of Jesus. In Mark 16, verse 17, Jesus himself says, "These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons." There's authority in the name of Jesus. And church, we need to know that there's authority in the name of Jesus. I mean, really know it. Because there are a lot of things in this life that come at us from the enemy, and we can stand in the authority of the name of Jesus and overcome those things. We need to know that. We need to know it in our knower. Through and through, we need to know it. There's authority in the name of Jesus. Some of the stuff that we go through, we don't have to go through if we will stand in the name of Jesus. There's authority. And the demons know that. Say the name of Jesus and you have the right relationship with him that empowers that authority, demons have to shut up and demons have to flee. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Back in Mark chapter 16, after Jesus said, "Those who accompany me, these signs will accompany me, those who believe," let me start all over. He said, "These signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons." And then he goes on and says, "When they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. When they place their hands on sick people, they will get well." There's healing in the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 3, verse 16, Peter had, it's the story about the man that they saw at the gate, and they said, "You know, I don't have any silver or gold, but I'll give you what I got in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk." And there's an old song, "He went walking and leaping and praising God." And the guy was just ecstatic because the Lord had healed him, and it was in the name of Jesus. And then Peter's being questioned about this, and he says in Acts chapter 3, verse 16, "By the faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong." It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you can all see. The name of Jesus has healing power. You can be healed in the name of Jesus. Anybody need a healing? I see a few hands. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus. Some of his titles and descriptions again talk about his power, the power in the name of Jesus. He is almighty. He's the author of eternal salvation. He's the captain of our salvation. He's our deliverer. He's the eternal judge. He's the finisher of our faith. He's the great I am. He's the healer. He's the King of Kings. He is Lord God Almighty. He's the Lord of all. He is Messiah, Redeemer. He's the resurrection and the life. He's the Son of God. There's power in the name of Jesus. He saves. He heals. He delivers. There's authority in his name. Jesus has all authority, and power belongs to him. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is something about that name. The name of Jesus means that he is with us, so he is always present. His name means that he is above all others. He is preeminent. And the name of Jesus has power to save, heal, and deliver. There's power in the name of Jesus. He has the name above all names. The name of Jesus. Now, before I get to the conclusion here, I just want to open it up and let's hear from individuals briefly. What stands out most to you about the name of Jesus? Very powerful. He's awesome. He's your healer. He is love. My Savior. Yeah. He's everything. Yeah. Over 2,000 years and he still intimidates people. That's good. He's present. He's promised to never leave or forsake. In the name of Jesus. Peace. He's a shoulder to rest on when you get weary. He's the glue that keeps us together. Yeah. What did I hear over here? He's my friend. I like that. And then back there, he's my rock. I like it. Sorry? The healer? Yeah. The name of Jesus. There's no other name like the name of Jesus. And I know in some cultures they actually use the name of Jesus to name their children, but I'm talking about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. There's something about his name. There's power in his name. He is present with us. The name of Jesus stands above all others. Praise the Lord. Any other thoughts? It's why we're here today. It's good. He's coming again. Oh, I like that one. Thanks. It's good. In the name of Jesus. We need to know the name of Jesus. Just before I said this already, but here, you know, preacher's prerogative. Just before I close, over and over again, there's saving and salvation in the name of Jesus. And I just wonder, everybody here in this room come to that place where you've received salvation in the name of Jesus. If there's anybody who hasn't, I want you to know you can be saved in the name of Jesus. You do not have to miss out on heaven. You can be saved in the name of Jesus. You really can. And it's not that complicated. You acknowledge who he is. He's the Lord. You recognize that he died on the cross for you. And you ask him to forgive you of your sins and come and be the Lord of your life. And you will receive salvation in the name of Jesus. That's for you. Don't miss that today. And I would say this, even when we're all done, if there's anybody here that would like to perhaps talk to me a little bit more about that. What does that really mean? I'd love to talk to you about that and help you understand what it means to be saved. You can be saved in the name of Jesus. For others, you can be healed in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's power in his name for your healing. Authority in his name. We talked about that already. I'm kind of rehashing, I know, but I want you to get it. The name of Jesus. Don't leave this place today without acknowledging the name of Jesus, your Lord and Savior, your healer, your source of power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for Jesus and his name and what it means. There's salvation and healing and authority in the name of Jesus. You have the name that is above all other names, and no one else and nothing else can compare. There's no other name we can look to for these things but the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are always present with us. We thank you, Lord, that there is no one and nothing else that can compete with you. You are above all. And Lord, we thank you that there is power in your name. Lord, help us to really get this in our hearts and our minds. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor today. We welcome your presence with us at all times. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, would you stand and let's sing a song called No Other Name, and let's just praise the Lord Jesus this morning.